God. Every answered prayer is a miracle. Church's vision. What's our vision at Faith Outreach? We have a vision to teach people how to live victoriously. And we're seeing that happen. There was a, families come in and get blessed, and sometimes they depart, but they move on. Glory to God. God changed their life. Listen to this. There's a prayer of agreement. Who are we agreeing with? We agree with one another. What if we let Jesus in on the agreement? Jesus, we're agreeing with you. Your word's true. And you said, pray for the sick and they shall recover. So we thank you that they are recovered. Our faith is in Jesus, not in our faith, our ability to pray right, our ability to, cross our fingers and our legs and whatever and all the certain kind of positions you want to get in. No, our faith is when we say Father in the name of Jesus, we've locked in to God Himself. What can God do? If I can do this to Him, what can God do? One step further, what can we do? It takes you. I mean, He can do sovereign things, but by and large, we're His body. We have to do things too. We have to engage and believe in Him. I hope it's making some sense. The prayer of agreement. All things are possible with God, right? Mary said, how shall I do this? I don't know a man. How is this going to happen? He said, all things are possible with God. Right? Okay. All things are possible to those that believe. Who are we believing in? Themselves and their ability to pray. Oh, I like to hear, sister so-and-so pray because she prays a pretty prayer. You ever heard that, Diane? We've heard them. Let's get so-and-so to pray because they are pretty. I mean, you can get on the finance. If you're the banker in town, you can get on any financial board of any church in town because they think since you're a banker, you know what. This is spiritual business. This is not natural business. Because a preacher may walk in and say, let's just give it all away. What's that banker going to do? You could say this. I've had some good bankers. Too good. Too good. They loan you money. Probably didn't need to get it anyway. We got out. Most of the accountants and bankers would say, if you said, we need to give this tithe to so-and-so, let's give 10% here. And they say, no, we got to keep it. Let me tell you about your board. They like to give it away. But you'd be surprised how God blesses back. Oh, my word. It's wonderful. We know God wants to do miracles. If we just focus on God, God's ability and desire and our faith, our task, our faith task, our prayer life would be a lot easier. Pray hard. Let's fast and pray. Well, that's wonderful. We need to fast and pray. But the thing is this. When you step in your prayer closet and you get all comfortable and get your coffee and everything, and when you say, Father, let me tell you who walked in the room. God Almighty. In the name of your son, Jesus, they both walk in the room. And thank God for the Holy Ghost. And He shows up too. You got the Godhead right there. And you're talking to Him. And I'm going to pray hard for my loved one. I'm going to pray. But I'm praying for me. I got to perform. No, I don't. Peter said, I don't have any money, sir, but what I got, I give it to you. That's a pretty short prayer. And what happened to that guy? Been lame for 40 years. He's never taken a step in his life. He took him by the hand and raised him up. That's what I'm talking about. That's the Jesus that the world needs to see. Now, a lot of good things happen here. I don't know why people don't just flock here. I'm telling you the truth. It ought to be running over for the good things that happen here and how you get loved here. Amen. But that day's coming. I got a vision of this. And it's getting more clear all the time. Let me tell you what. The Bible says it's under the curse to be small. Now, if you're like the guy on the island that got shipwrecked on the island, you know, he's by himself. He built him a house. He built him a church. Then he built another church. And when they found him, said, "What's this?" He said, "That's my house." He said, "What's this?" That's my church. He said, "What's that?" "That's where I used to go to church." You know, we got to be a little better than that. But the thing is this. Be as big. And I want you guys, if you have that prophecy that Tracy left or we handed out, read that this week. It's prophesying your future and mine and this church. But we have to agree with it. We have to pray it out as well. We have to put our faith involved in that and say, we're in Oklahoma. How could we have people like that? You know what people are saying when they drive by now? How could they have a church with three buildings in Oklahoma? That's what they say. I look at it like this is a major miracle right here. 2,500 people in town. It's a miracle we're not still at the Catholic building. Oh, no, we got excommunicated from there. We wound up in the city auditorium when Sister Liz came to town. She took over. So we could still be there. But that wasn't God's will. And he don't want you to stay small. And all churches are facing things. But the thing is this, we can be small in number, but we can be mighty in faith. Like the 12 spies. We either see grasshoppers and giants, or we see, hey, we're well able. What happened to Joshua and Caleb? They looked at their God and said, "We're well able to go and do this. We came through the Red Sea. We know what this is all about. This is what our God can do." And all the other 10 said, "We can't do it." Because in their mind, they were looking at their own strength. If they had joined hands with Caleb and Joshua and got to looking at Jehovah's strength, they said, "No problem with this. We're well able to go and to possess the land. Let's go possess the land." But I promise you, we cannot do it without God's help. How big is our God? And when we see how big he is, our faith is going to get a lot easier. Our prayer life is going to get a lot easier. It's going to be a lot less stressful and just give it to God. And God, I thank you that you hear it. I thank you receive it. We believe you heard it. We believe you received our prayer. And we thank you that it's done. Because what sort of things I desire when I pray, I believe I receive them and I shall have them. I've been talking to God. We forget that sometimes. Talking to God. And we get it. Amen. Now, we want to, Diane, you want to come up here and you want to share about, now we all, most of us probably know what's going on in Israel, and it's just a horrible situation, and God knows all about it. But we're fixing to pray again, because what can God do? Everything. What can God do? And buddy, when we hook him, when we join our faith, we got jets, we got smart bombs, we got all kind of stuff. But God, we add you to our arsenal. Just what can we do? We are partners with God. We're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Jesus said we're joint heirs. There's no separation here. I think we're doing ourselves a disservice by not giving Jesus a little more involvement into our partnership. We have something to do. But the miracle part's his business. So Diane's going to share. You got, oh, here it is. This text she got.
My sister sent me a text this afternoon. She has a friend named Janet. And Janet has a son that lives in Alaska. And so this is the text that he sent his mom, Janet. It says, I got a patient who is a bomb dog special agent. He said they just got a memo from CIA saying Hamas is telling all radical Muslims to go out and kill non-Muslims this Friday. Keep your wits about you. He said big cities and big social events like football games and Disney would be like the most at risk. So we just need to pray for the United States.
Yes, we do.
As well as Jerusalem and Israel.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, but God is able.
Yeah. Amen. I just, you know, this is a horrible situation. If you can only imagine being over there and watch your parents be murdered or your children right in your face. But, you know, we've been talking about the rapture. And I'd like to, Diane and I were talking about a while ago, let's just leave tonight. Well, we're going to one day. What's going on over there right now? What's going on over there? When tribulation comes, the 7-year tribulation, that's going to be nothing. We don't want to be here. And God is going to get us out of here. Trust the word of God on that. Trust the word of God. We will escape the punishment that's coming. Amen? The church will be gone. Holy Spirit will still be around. Some people teach he won't be, but he will be because some people get saved during tribulation. How can you get saved without the Spirit of God? You can't. So the church is important. Without the church, the world will fly apart. Amen? Okay. We'll pray for this that she was sharing with us. Well, if you've got any prayer requests, bring them down. We'll pray for our prayer request as well. And just... Right. Well, you see, that social media is wonderful in so many ways, but that's a negative. They can get your information. They'd be in your house tomorrow. Amen? I'll tell you a quick story. Nancy, you remember old craft guy? Oh, gosh, what's his name? He was crazy, young guy. Anyway, he got transferred to New Orleans, and he called me one day. He said, Jimmy, I said, how you doing? He said, I'm doing fine. He said, let me tell you what I did. So I got to New Orleans. He had a motorcycle, and he carried it down there with him. And, of course, he's used to living up here. He said, I put my motorcycle for sale in the paper and put my address. He said, they stole it that night. But that's a classic example, mm-hmm. What people can do now. So, but what can God do? He can fix it, can't he? And with our faith in that, he's going to do a miracle. I'll put your hands on. Thank you, buddy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up this situation in Israel. Satan, you are the reason, and we bind you in the name of Jesus. We command you in Jesus' name to leave. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that the name of Jesus is bigger than the name of Mohammed. Mohammed is dead, buried and never raised again. Our God, Lord Jesus, you are dead, but you've been raised again. You are the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Your name is over every name that is named. It's over Hamas. It's over Muslim. It's over anything that comes against you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare peace. We declare victory for your side, Lord God. Send the angels to help direct our leaders' minds and steps and thoughts and words. And Lord God, we pray that you bring a quick resolve to this in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, for all those families that have lost loved ones or maybe still captive or maybe are in the dark, don't know what's going on, could be even worse. Lord God, help those that are suffering tonight. I bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Give them some good news. Now, Lord Jesus, I'm reminded of Joel 2:21. It says, you will do great things. So we ask you to do some great things in Israel tonight. And we give you praise for it. And Lord, for this text that Diane read, we pray, Lord God, for the peace and the safety of all people in the United States, that Hamas, the Muslims, will not do what they've been asked to do. And Lord God, we thank you that peace rules in this nation. And Lord, in all the nations that are Christian by majority, maybe not government, but by majority of the people, may your will be done. May your people win, Lord God. May we be rescued, redeemed from this curse. And Lord, we give you all the praise for it. We believe, Lord God, tonight while we're praying, we're not just praying out loud in an empty room. You're here. And Lord, we know what you can do. There's not anything you can't do. Lord God, we pray that you bring an end to this and that your perfect will is done in Jesus' mighty name, that we prosper and be in health. And we all agreed with each other and with you, Lord God, that good things are happening because you're the one doing the miracles, not us. We're just believing and asking you and thanking you. And we all said amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Thank you all. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody love them before you go. Tell those empty chairs you love them. I love all these empty chairs. People sitting in them. Amen. Diane, just leave this sitting out here when you clean up. Don't worry about putting it up. Because I got a feeling we're going to visit this again.